Begin the current daf Masechtas Erev and daf Yud Beis. We begin at the bottom of daf Yud Aleph and Beis, three lines from the bottom, where the Gemara continues explaining one of the opinions mentioned in our second Mishnah Masechtas Erev. And that is, our Mishnah had many different opinions regarding what was the necessity to prepare and make a kosher to be able to carry in the mavut. That is, well, regular mavut, class has closed on three sides, and the chatzeres are opened into that mavut that everyone wants to carry inside over there. So there was different opinions, either to have a lechi and a kaira, or just a lechi or a kaira. However, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is the opinion that we're going to be discussing right now in the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechiyayin. Rabbi Eliezer said you have to have two lechis. You have to have a side post on either side of the fourth opening that part of the mavi, which is open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Then you have to have on the left and the right side a lechi. So the Gemara asked Ibai Lechiyayin, had the following question. Rabbi Eliezer Lechiyayin Bekarir Kama, when Rabbi Eliezer said you have to have two lechis, did he mean that you have two side posts with a crossbeam on top of it? Which basically he was saying that you would have to have a tzuris ha-pesach, a frame of a doorway, which is when he said two, he meant to say two with something on top, that it should be like a full-fledged tzuris ha-pesach. Maybe he said no, you don't have to have a tzuris ha-pesach, but it's not enough just with one lechi, you have to have two lechis, one on either side. So Toshima, let's bring a raya. There's a brisa that says the following incident. Rabbi Eliezer, who he's this mandam, he once went to his student Rabbi Yosef ben Preda, as we continue on the top of Yud Beis Amidah Aleph, lo Eivolim, to the place of Eivolim where his Talmud was. And he found that his Talmud was sitting in the mavli, she'ein lo ela lechi echad, which only had one lechi. So Amalei Bini Asi Lecha Achi said my son, in other words, to his Talmud, make another lechi, because that's what Rabbi Eliezer's opinion was, that it has to have two lechis. So Amaloi, so his Talmud responded to him, V'chlisayis man, it's tough to have to close off this whole fourth side, which is the entryway that's open to the Rosh Hashanah. So Amaloi, so Rabbi Eliezer told him, Yisasim ha-bekech, close it, what's the big deal? What's going to make a difference? You should close it up. Then the Braisa continues with a different opinion, and then we're going to come back to show, to prove which opinion is what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Amar b'shem gamliel, lo nechliku b'shamim b'sil la'amo b'shu poches ma'ba amas. B'shamim b'sil never argued regarding a mavi that's less than 4 amas. Shein the tzar klum, everybody agrees, based shamim and b'sil, that doesn't have to have anything. Not a lechi, not a kaira, neither one. Amar nechliku, what was their machloikis about? A rachiv mi'arba amas v'ad esther, on a width that's more than 4 amas, up until 10 amas. That there was the machloikis b'shamim b'sil. She b'shamim oimim lechi v'kaira, that b'shamim say you have to have a lechi and a kaira. And there is where the Beis Hillel had their argument on Bishamai that you don't have to have a lechi and a kar, you only have to have a lechi or a kar. However, less than 4 amas, there Bishamai and Beis Hillel both agree that you don't need anything. So that's the end of that brisa. But Katani Mias, one thing that we do see from that brisa is that the student of Rabbi Eliezer responded to him regarding the halacha that Rabbi Eliezer was telling him was v'chilasayisman itzach, to have to go ahead and close up this whole entire fourth side. Now, this would make sense, that he was telling him, his student, you have to make two lechis and a crossbeam. So Mishum Hachiyama, that's why I told him, you have to close it off, which basically is closing it, because you're creating a Tzuris HaPesach as if it's an enclosed area. That's what a Tzuris HaPesach does. But if his Rebbe was only telling him, the way the other option we're asking, that when he said you have to have two lechis meant without a kaira, what does it mean to close it? He's not closing it off. You're just making two lechis. That doesn't make a virtual wall, which would be if it had a kaira on top of it also as a tzuris ha-pesach. So obviously it sounds like that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is to have two lechis with the kaira. And then the Gemara says, no, it's no raya. Hachikama, what his Talmud was telling him was b'chilasayismim b'lechiyayin, and they have to close off this whole fourth side with lechis. In other words, since I'm making on either side, it's going to be as if closing over the whole area, and therefore it's not a raya. Maybe Eliezer did not hold you have to have two lechis and a kaira. It's enough with just two lechis. Now the Gemara goes and returns to one of the statements mentioned in this brice that we brought to bring a raya regarding the pin of Eliezer, which was inconclusive. The Gemara discusses something mentioned in that brice. Amar, we just mentioned Amar Shimon ben Gamliel. He said that although we have a machlekes b'shamim b'sil, which is mentioned in our Mishnah regarding what is necessary to rectify and make it a kosher mavoi, if it's a lechi and a kaira or only lechi or a kaira, that they didn't argue if it's less than 4 amas, she'in tzarich klum, that you don't have to have anything, that they're not a lechi, not a kaira, neither one. The question is, but we learned in our Mishnah that mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Amr Tamat Echelef near Rabbi Kiva, one student said in front of Rabbi Kiva that, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Lo nechlekub b'shamim b'sil amav v'shupachas mar ba'amis, that correct. V'shamayim Basil did not argue less than four amos. Shehu niti or belechi or bekeri, that there everybody agrees, even Beishamai, that there you don't need a lechi and a ker. It's enough with either a lechi or with a ker. However, but not that it's enough with nothing. So how could Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that the same sounds like the same type of halacha that they didn't argue less than four amos? But he says that you don't need anything. Yet in our Mishnah we say that yes, they don't argue less than four amos, but that's because they both agree that you need to have a lechi or a ker, and not that you don't need anything. And then the Gemara says Amr Avashi, Hachikama. What the Braisa was saying when it said that if it's less than four amos that they don't argue was Einatzarch lechi v'ker kebeishamai. He was saying when it says that you don't need anything, it meant to say that you don't have to have the opinion of Beishamai of a lechi and a ker, and v'loy lechiyayin k'Rabbi Eliezer, not like the other opinion in our Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer that you would have to have two lechis. Elo oy lechi oy ker kebeisil. What it meant to say was that you would need only the minimum shita of a lechi or a ker like Basil. And that is, as we said before, that when he said that everyone agrees that you don't have, that all you need is klum, is nothing, it meant regarding the extra shitas, all the extra measurements of Beishamai and Beliezer, that they add on more than Beisil, that everyone agrees that you don't have to have those added measurements. And then you'd only need klum, means to say the lowest measurement of Beisil, which is again, as our Mishnah said, of either a lechi or a kaira, that there Beishamai would agree that you don't have to have a lechi and a kaira, rather, or a lechi or a kaira. Now the Gemara asked, v'kama. Now, how much less than the width of four amos will it still require somewhat of a tikkun? As we just explained, that everybody agrees that no one's arguing less than four amos, that it doesn't need more than a lechi or a kara. But how small can it be that it still has to have somewhat of a tikkun that we're going to say that this mavi has to have a lechi or a kara, and that even if it's so, so small, you still have to put up something to show that this is different than the Rosh Hashanah outside of it? So Amr of Achli, Rav Achli says, V'itayim, and some say it was Rabbi Chiel, Ad Arba, until a width of four tefachim, that is, even if it's only an amma wide or five or four tefachim wide, you still need to have a lechi. But less than four tefachim, then even according to everybody, you will not need anything there to be misak in that mavi because it's such a narrow entryway, that does not need a tikkun for that Pesach. It's only more than four tefachim. Then, up until four amos there, everyone is going to agree that all you need is a lechi or a ker. So, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rab. Now it goes back to this topic that we're discussing, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, regarding a mavoi, what you need to have is two lechis on either side of the fourth side open to the Rosh Hashanah. So, Rav Sheshes said that Moedim Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, that the Chacham who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, they agree that although Rabbi Eliezer says that regarding a mavi you need to have two lechis, one on either side, and regarding mavi the Chacham argue and say you only need one, but they agree to him bepasei chatzar, by the boards of a courtyard, not a mavi, but rather by a chatzar. That is, if a chatzar is breached, is open to a place that's aser for it, then it wouldn't be enough to have one board, as we see by a mavi. Rather, by a chatzar, you have to have two boards on either side, slim to a Rabbi Eliezer holds regarding a mavi, the Chacham agree regarding a chatzar that actually needs two pasim on either side. That's the way Rav Sheshes said this. Rav Nachman says, no, the Chum argue on Rabbi Eliezer, even regarding the pasim of the chatzar, that you only need one. However, Rav Nachman says, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'pasi chatzar, that halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer by the boards of the chatzar, that there we agree lahalacha that you do need two, although we don't pass in like him regarding a mavoi to require two lachis, but by chatzar we do pass in like him. So the Gemara explains these two different versions, although it's coming out according to both opinions that the halacha will follow, you need to have two pasim by a chatzar, but there seems to be an argument regarding them about the differing, about the opinions that argue on Rabbi Eliezer. As the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, man moedim, who is this that they agree, that Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that, oh, everyone agrees for Eliezer by the chatzar, that there you will need to have two pasim, although they argue by the mavoi that you only need one lechi. So he says, that's Rebbe. That's Rebbe's opinion. That Rebbe agrees that by chatzar you need to have two pasim. And regarding halacha, this is Rav Nachman said, that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. But mechlal de pligi, but it sounds like that the Rabbanon do argue on Rabbi Eliezer, even by the pasim of the chatzar, that there you will not need to have two. It will be enough even with one pas. By the chatzar, man pligalev, who argue on Rabbi Eliezer? That's Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe. The time like we learn the Braisa, these two opinions of the Chachamim, again, whether of Rav Sheshes that say the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Eliezer by chatzar, or whether like Rav Nachman that says that no, they argue on Rabbi Eliezer by chatzar, these two opinions, what is the measurement of do you need one pass or two pass? And by Chatzar, again, depending if we're saying the Chum argue or agree to Rabbi Eliezer, we find both these opinions in the following Braisa. Chatzar need teres b'pasach. And the Tanakhama says, even by a Chatzar, by a courtyard, it will be permitted with one board. Rabbi Yaim b'shnei pasach. Rabbi says, no, by a Chatzar, it needs to have two boards. So again, the Tan of our Mishnah, again, is either Rebbe or the Rabbanan, depending if we say that they agree or argue on Rebbe Eliezer, that by Chatzar we need to have either two passen or only one pass, by even by a Chatzar. So now the Gemara brings two different discussions that an Amor was saying what another Amor paskin like regarding this Machlaikis, and then asked, it seemed otherwise. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Chatzar tzricha shnei passen, a courtyard needs to have two boards. Like we said, although by Mavu we say all you need is one, we don't pass in like Rabbi Yezer, but regarding a Chatzar, they would say you need to have two, like Rebbe. That's the way Rebbe holds in the Braisa. Another Gemara asks, Amalei Reb Zeila Ravasi. Zera asked Ravasi, who said this halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Mi Amar Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yechanan really say this, that the halacha follows Rebbe regarding a Chatzar, that you need to have two passim? Va'atu da Amin Mishmet Rabbi Yechanan, you yourself said over the following halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the pasi chatzah tzichin shei ben dalad, that the boards of the courtyard have to be four tfachim wide. Now, v'chitema arba mikan v'abar mikan, if you're going to say that it needs to have four tfachim on either side, because again, you're saying that Rabbi Yechanan paskins like Rebbe, that regarding the pasin, you need to have on either side two of them, two pasin. Now, you said a different halacha from the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that each pas, the pas itself, has to be four tfachim wide. Now, if it's both halachas are true, then Vatani, but we learned that Rav Ada bar Avimi kamed Rav Chanina, he said this halacha in front of Rav Chanina. Vamrila, and some say that Rav Ada bar Avimi said it kamed Rav Chanina bar Papi, that ketana be'eser v'gedayla ba'achas asar. That is, there's a Mishnah later on that says when there's a smaller courtyard that's breached fully to a larger courtyard, which is larger and therefore has things on the side to be in principle like lechis for the large one, that we say that the smaller one is cannot carry over there because it's totally breached and it's part of the large one. But the large one could carry because it's not totally open to the smaller one. We view it as distinct because its opening is like a Pesach because it still has lechis, it has pitzimin on either side, so then you could carry. Now the question is that the way he was qualified that Mishnah was talking about, we said that the smaller one was 10 amas and the larger one was 11 amas. Now if that's the case, all you have is three tfachim on one side, those petzimin, which are going to be the lechis for the large one, and you have three on the other side. And yet we say that the gedayla is muteris. Now, how can that be the way you're qualifying Rabbi Yechanan? If you're saying, and you said this halacha name of Rabbi Yechanan, that the pasim have to be four tfachim, so if it's four tfachim, and now you only have an area of six tfachim greater of the larger one than the smaller one, if it's like you're saying that Rabbi Yechanan passing is like Rebbe, that you have to have two pasim, one on either side, that would be a total of eight tfachim. Because again, you said in Rabbi Yechanan that he holds each pas has to be four tfachim. That you don't have in this case of the Chatzah Ketana and the Chatzah Gedayla, because the Chatzah Gedayla, which is only an amma bigger, which is six tfachim, if it's going to be a Pesach, because it's open in the middle of its Pesach, open to the Chatzah Ketana, each side is only having three tfachim. So how does that make sense? Obviously, Rabbi Yechanan does not hold you have to have two pasim, and since you only have to have one, you have that because you have four tfachim, and then you have two tfachim left over to be opened into the Chatzah Ketana. So how do we understand this contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan? So the Gemara says, Kisalik Reb Zera Miyame, when Reb Zera came up from the sea, from the ship, so Pirsha, he explained it as follows. He said, Beruach Achas, when the pas is only on one side, then barba, then it's with four tfachim. That is, it is possible to have not requiring two pasim, but that's only if it's four tfachim, and that was the other halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. Mishteiruch is when it's from two sides, which that is the case of the Chatzar Gedayla, that it's having two pasim on either side, then mashru lekan. Then all you need is even a mashru, even just a minute amount on one side, another one on the other side, and that way it doesn't contradict Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan agrees that you have to have two pasim. But that's only if it's now four tfachim in the width. However, if it's four tfachim long, then yes, then you would not need to have two, it would be enough with one. And that again explains the two opinions of Rabbi Yechanan, and also resolves it regarding the Chatzar Gedayla, that although it didn't have four tfachim on either side, it doesn't have to have, because when it's on both sides, it's enough to have just a mashru. To which the Gemara then says, although v'hadetani ada baravimi, although Rav Ada baravimi taught that regarding that case of the Chatzar Ketana and the Chatzar Gedayla, there was dafka, an amma bigger, it was 11 amas in the larger courtyard and 10 amas in the smaller one, because we needed necessarily to have three tfachim on either side, which is not like the way Rabbi Yochanan is explaining it. Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't need to have dafka three on each side, either four on one side or even a master on either side. That's because Rabbi he was explaining in Rabbi v'sovel k'Rabbi Yosi, and that he held like Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi held that you need to have two, one on either side. And Rabbi Yosi held that a lechi has to be a width of three tefachim. That's why Rav Adabar Avimi explained it in that way, that it was talking about that it was an amma bigger, so that you could have three tefachim on each side, because Rabbi holds you need to have on either side. And a lechi has to be, although generally we hold a lechi is kalshu. Rabbi Yosi holds that a lechi has to be three tefachim, that's why. But Rabbi Yochanan is going to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that the pas that Rabbanan said, it's enough with just one pas of four tefachim. And if it's on two sides, then it's enough with two mashus. So although Rav Adabar Avimi made it sound like that it has to be dafka that way, of an amma bigger, so you have three tefachim on either side, that was an opinion of Rebbe, going like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yochanan is explaining the opinion of the Rabbanan, that do not require to have three tefachim on either side, because if it's on both sides, enough with just a mashu, and if it's on one side, it's enough with bat tefach. Now the Gemara has a similar discussion with a different amur, saying a different amur is opinion regarding this halacha, of how many pasim does the chatzar have to have. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Shmuel, that chatzir niteres bepas echad, that a chatzir is permitted with one pas, like the Rabban who argue on Rabbi. So on that, Amli Abayla Rav Yosef, he asked, Mi Amr Shmuel, hachi did Shmuel really say this, as that it's only mutter even with one pas? But Amli Shmuel Rav Chananya Bar Shila, but we have a story that Shmuel told Rav Chananya Bar Shila, Atloy Tevet Uvdi, you shouldn't do anything, in other words, to permit a chatzir, only if the majority is wall, that is what's called imim merub al aparts, that most of it is walled and not an open area. Or with two pasen. So how can you say Shmuel says Allah is with one pas when he specifically told his to Rav Chanan bar Shila that you have to have two, not one? So Amalei, they said to him, look, do I not know that a story happened once in the villages of the shepherds? That loshin yam hanichnas lachatzar habe. What the story was that, so to speak, the tongue of the sea reached into the courtyard. That is, it went and breached the wall that was on towards facing the water. Vasla came to Yehuda and they came in front of Yehuda asking what the halacha was. V'loy atzuche ele pas echad. And although it was breached now to the side of the water, all he required was one pass by the edge of that wall, and he permitted them to draw from the water that was within the area of which was the courtyard, although the water now came into the courtyard area, but what was within those mechitzas that were on the side, he said it was enough with one pass, and it wasn't a problem of filling up from a karmelis, which the sea is Teresh HaSayach, because since it was within the area, and they made one pass, so it was permitted to draw the water. So he says, look, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that just said the halacha in the name of Shmuel. So obviously you see that Rabbi Yehuda, and obviously he would be going like his Rabbi Shmuel, was that it's enough with one pass, and not two passim. So don't ask me from that question. So although it seems that it's difficult, but he was responding, look, I see, look, halacha ma'is, you see the pasuk was enough with one pas. So therefore, look, I am correct in saying this statement, name of Shmuel, that all you need is one pas, not two pasen. To which Amalei, so that Abaye said to him, Loshin yam kamrit, you're bringing me a raya from when the tongue of the sea reached in and breached into the area of the courtyard? Kalhu shekilu chacham b'mayim. That was a leniency that the Chazal made regarding water, that you could fill up from the water through doing even a very small tikkun, which generally does not work elsewhere, as the Gemara, as Abaye proved. Like Rav Tavla asked from Rav, regarding a hanging partition, what is the halacha? Could it permit by a destroyed building? And that is, when you have a building and then the bottom of it got broken down. So you basically have like the wall is like hanging because it's still part of the structure, so it's still there, but the wall doesn't reach down to the ground. It's above ground, but you have 10 tefachim of height, which is what generally a mechitza has to be, but it's hanging. So what is the halacha? Does that permit carrying in the churva? Because l'chayr it still has that fourth wall, or whichever wall it is, of 10 tefachim. Similarly, in mechitza tlui materas, a hanging wall does not permit. It has to actually reach the ground. Except by water, there, for example, as the classic case, which is a Gemara later on in Avon and Daf Pezayinim Abayz, that's told of Gezuz Torah, that it's basically like on a person's porch, where he has around the porch these three mechitzes that's surrounding his house, his porch goes over the sea, And there we say that because he has an area of 10 tefachim high of mechitzas, and it's an area of 4x4, then we say what's called good achis, we see the walls as if they go down into the sea, and we view it as Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he could draw up the water up to his porch through the hole that he has over there. So therefore, there we say that mechitzah tlui, although it's hanging over there, we say that it will work as a mechitzah, because kalush kishakil chacham b'mayim, this is a certain leniency Chazal permitted regarding water, because of the necessity of water, we gave certain coolers. However, what we see from here is that although that we're makel by water, it's only by water, not by any other place. So therefore, you, Rabbi Yisuf, have no raya that from that story that you see that Rabbi Yehuda was makel with one pass, that you see he's lenient regarding a chatzah that only needs one pass. That's not true, because regarding water, then we made that leniency. But generally, regarding carrying in the area, then you would have to have two passim, to which the Gemara says, Mikal Malkam Kasha. So therefore, we're back to the original question. Even the proof you wanted to bring me from that story doesn't help, because I showed you that that was a special leniency that we utilize regarding water, as we find that we made that leniency regarding a mechitza tluya that we don't use anywhere else, only regarding water. So then we have this contradiction of Shmuel and Shmuel. On one area, we find that Shmuel told someone that you have to have two passim, and then you going ahead and you're saying this halacha that Shmuel says to permit a chatz, so all you need is one pass. So now the Gemara comes and says a similar answer like we said before. Ki asr Rav Papa Rav Hun the Brady of Yeshua, Mibay Rav, when they came from the Yeshiva of Rav, Peshua, they explained this opinion of Shmuel that Miruach Achas, when it's from one side, that is regarding using just one pass, that Shmuel said, that's Barba. When did he say you can permit a chatz with one pass? That's if it's four tefachim. Mishtei ruches, if it's from two sides, in other words, the case when he says you have to have two passim, that was talking about even mashu lakan or mashu lakan when it's just a mashu. So there, but that resolves it. When, although one place he says it's one, one place says two, it depends. When he said one, he meant to say when it's four tefachim. When he says two, it meant to say because it's a mashu, then you have to have two passim. So the Gemara says, now that opinion of Shmuel is resolved. However, the Gemara says, Amar Papa, e-kashli, if it would be difficult for me, the opinion of Shmuel, ha-kashli, this is what would bother me. As we mentioned before, he told him, you shouldn't do anything regarding the schatzah to permit it, either if a majority of it being walled, or two boards. Now, the question I have is, why do I need the majority of it walled? It's enough just with a board of four tefachim, as we explained, to resolve the contradiction of Shmuel that we said that the two pasim is necessary only when samashu. And the other area where he said it's enough with one pas meant when it was four tefachim. So now why regarding this opening do we say either two pasim or the majority of it walled off? Why do I need the majority of it walled off? It's enough with just a board of four tefachim. There it's enough even with one, not with two as we said before, and it just has to be four tefachim, not the majority of it. So he says, and if you're going to answer me and say that, because what did it mean that Shmuel said the majority of it walled was b'dayfin shiva? We're talking about an area of seven tefachim, that that is, then if you have a board of four tefachim, then that's what it means. It's going to be the majority of it walled off, which was, again, just to get it to an area of four tefachim, because if it's one area, you have to have a pass of four, which is basically the same thing. But then I have the following question. Lomali arba, then why would I need it to be four tefachim, and because that's what you're trying to say with it to have the majority, b'shleishu mashrusagi, then it would still be enough with not even having a pas of arba. It would be enough if it's, again, an area of seven tefachim with three and a little bit more, because then the pesach will be smaller than four tefachim, and then you won't need anything. As the Gemara says, as we had mentioned before, the Omer of Achli, and some say b'item Rabbi Chil, ad arba, that only up to four tefachim do we say that if it's more than four tefachim, then you'll have to do something, alechi or akari, you'll have to close it off. But up to four, if it's less than four tefachim, then you don't need anything. So therefore here, if it's only an area of seven tefachim, and you're telling me that the reason why we're saying that it's roiv daifin is just to get it to that other halacha of when it's one pass, not two passin. So you'll have a pass of four. I don't need a pass of four if it's seven. It's enough with just three and a little bit more, because then it means that the other open part is less than four tefachim, because four plus three is seven. I have three and a little bit more. So it's less than four tefachim. If it's less than four tefachim, I don't need anything there. So therefore, why do I need four? I could have just three and a little bit more, and that would be good enough to permit this area. And then the Gemara says two answers. Ibais Ema, if you want, you could say that kan b'chatzer. Here regarding the halacha of Shmuel, where we said that you have to have the roiv, because that will get us to have a pas of arba, is talking about by a courtyard which is more stringent. Again, a courtyard is something that's squared or that the width is longer than the length. And that is, although you're right, with three and a little bit more, that the Pesach will be smaller than four tefachim, it's not enough with that. And that you'll still need to have a pas over there to permit it. Again, either one pas that's four tefachim or two pasim. But even though it's a less than the Pesach of Arba, it won't help. Because Kan b'movi, here by Rav Achli, where he was leaned in and said that all you need to have is nothing when it's less than four tefachim, that's by a movi which is more lenient. And as we find that there are certain areas of chatzar is more stringent than a mavoi, so a mavoi, which is when the length is longer than the width, there we say that if it's less than four tefachim, then you don't have to have anything, and therefore it's not a difficult on the case of Shmuel, because Shmuel was talking about a chatzar, which is more stringent, and there even less than four tefachim, you'll have to do something about it, you'll have to rectify it as an area of a chatzar. Again, either with a pas of four or two pasim or whatever it's called. V'ibay seima, another approach is, Rav Achli Gufei, that the halacha of Rav Achli, that when it's less than four tefachim, it doesn't need anything, tanoihi, it's a machoikis tanoim, as the Gemara later on will explain. And therefore, since it's not clear how to resolve this halacha, so that's why we need to have a roiv daif and of oimid, in other words, to have the majority of it closed, in other words, to give us this pas of Arba, like the halacha of Shmuel, because we cannot rely on this halacha of Rav Achli, because it's not clear, as the Gemara later on will show us. Now the Gemara resumes what was introduced in the Gemara beforehand. Tanaban lintna brisa l'shoin yam hanichnas l'chatzer. Regarding the case that we had mentioned, regarding when, so to speak, the tongue of the sea reaches in and breaks into a courtyard, it breaks through the wall. However, as Rashi says, we're not talking about that it totally broke down the wall. From the fact that the Gemara in a moment will make a difference if it's an opening of 10 amos or larger than 10 amos, which will only work if it's not totally breached, that it could be considered a Pesach. So that it broke open a nice part of the wall. In memalan hamenim b'shabbos, you're not allowed to fill up from the water on Shabbos. That is, although this ear, the water is now in your courtyard, you can't fill up from that on Shabbos. Elim kein yeshli mechitza gavoy yutvachim. Unless, if you have a partition that's 10 tefachim high, then we said, since you made a mechitza to fence in the area which was breached of the wall, up until 10 tefachim, that's a new mechitza, and therefore now it's closed in. You could take from the water that's in your courtyard now that came in from the sea. However, the Gemara says, when did we say that you have to create a mechitza, that without that, you can't fill up from the water that's in your courtyard that reached in from the sea? It should pitzasa b'yoyse me'eser. As those who are Megia say, it shouldn't be asara, which is tefachim, rather eser amas, where the breach is more than 10 amas. Aval eser, but if the breach is only 10 amas, in tzarklum, then you don't need anything, because that's, so to speak, considered like an opening. That is, although you had your fourth wall walled off, which was by the sea, now the sea broke it open. If it's not more than 10 amos, we view it not as a breach, but as an opening, and therefore you can go ahead and fill up from the water that's in your courtyard because it's considered a regular chatzar. However, the Gemara is medayik. The Gemara infers that we said something when the breach is more than 10 amos. We said that memalihu delo memalinan. The term that we use regarding the halacha, we says that wait, you can't fill up if the breach is more than 10 amos. You can't fill up from the water that's in your courtyard, because you're going to be carrying from a kamalis, which is the sea, and we view that as part of the sea because it's not blocked off. It's not part of, you didn't block off the chatzar because it's breached more than 10 amos. You can be taken from a kamalis into a shusha yachid, again, even with, from what's within in your courtyard. However, the inference is, but not taking from the kamalis, not taking the water that's in your chatzar to your house or to your chatzar that you needed, but rather just regarding carrying in the chatzar itself, sounds like that you're allowed to, because that's not taking from the kamalis, you're just carrying in your chatzar, and although it breached open the sea, made opening more than 10 amas, it doesn't make a problem, but that's difficult. But this is the equivalent of a chatzar being totally breached to an area that's forbidden to it, which is a kamalis, and here you have a chatzar, and that is, as Rashi explains, it doesn't mean necessarily that's totally breached. But rather, any breach that's more than 10 amas is considered bimilua because it's not a Pesach. A Pesach is only up till 10 amas. And since the breach is more than 10 amas, although we understand that you can't go ahead and take from the water into the chatzar, but how could you even carry in the chatzar itself? That should not be permitted, again, because it's breached to an area that's aser, and then they go ahead and forbid on that area. So how can we say that you're going to be able to at least carry in the chatzar and just not be able to fill up from the water from the sea into the chatzar? And then we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, what we're talking about over here is the Isle Gedudi, where there are protrusions from the broken part of the fence, that is what was left from the breach, still has a height of 10 tefachim. However, the sea covered it. It went and broke open through that wall. So now, since it has still, the wall still has a height of 10 tefachim, but it was broken on what was on top of that, so that would be enough to differentiate, to separate the chatzar from the sea, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the chatzar. However, since the sea went and covered over that wall, and now it's in the courtyard, therefore that's not enough to go ahead and permit carrying from the sea into the courtyard. So it's somewhere in the middle. It's this balance of not being able to take, even though it's in the courtyard, from the sea to your courtyard, because that's considered part of the kamas because it broke over and we see it in together because it's larger in the width, more than 10 amas. However, since the height of the chutz of the courtyard wall that was broken still has a height of 10 tfachim throughout that fourth wall that's abutting the yam, and that's going to be enough to be able to carry in the chutz itself. So now the Gemara continues on long themes of this sugya. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Regarding a mavoi that there was no sheet of done within, and that is regarding carrying in the mavoi, besides the things that we spoke about up until now, which is that again it's closed on three sides, but it's open on the fourth side to Rosh Hashanah. So we've always been speaking about that we require a lechi or a kaira, or possibly both a lechi and a kaira, but there's another integral component of being able to carry in the mavoi, which is called shitufim mavois, which is the equivalent of what's in the mavoi, which would be by a chatzur. It's called eruvi chatzeris, which is that besides doing different things that people could understand what it is, you also have to, everyone had to be joining together to make it as if it's one rishus hayach. And the way they do that is everyone gathers food and puts it in one area, and we view it as one person's, and therefore since it's a yachid's now, and because we're all joined together by him, so therefore everyone's allowed to carry there in the mavoi. So regarding a mavoi that they did not do shetufim advice, and therefore you wouldn't be able to carry there. However, if hichshiru bilechi, if you still prepared it, in other words, let's say they're doing the process, the whole board got together, and they didn't do the shituf part yet, but they put up the lechi ready. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, hazarik l'taychai, whoever throws into that mavoi from Rishas Rabbim, he's going to be chayiv, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the lechi, its status of what it accomplishes is that it creates a mechitza. It's like this virtual wall. You put up the side posts, we view it as closed as if it's pulling out to the whole wall. And therefore, although you can't carry in there, but in the Raisa, we view it as a closed area now, as a Rosh Hashanah, because the lechi is already up. And if you're thrown from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv. However, hechshir b'kayra, if let's say they weren't utilizing the lechi approach, they decided they're going to use the crossbeam, it's easier, we can use the poles, the township will let us. Anyway, so they put up a crossbeam already, without doing shetuvim advice. Then Azarik L'Teichei, part whoever throws into it, will be part, will be exempt, because a kaira doesn't work as a mechitza, as if it's closing it down. Rather, it's just a hecker as a sign. Wait a second, what's going on over here? Oh, to realize that this is Rishus Hayachat, that's Rishus Rab, not to confuse where you could carry it. And what he basically is understanding, Rabbi Yehuda, is that he holds that you need to have four mechitzas, four walls, to be considered Rishus Hayachat Midai Raisa, whether for lenient purposes or for stringent purposes. And therefore, again, regarding this mavi that's closed on three sides, if you put a lechi, it's as if there's a halachically fourth wall, and therefore if you throw in, you'll be chayiv. A kair, which is not halachically a fourth wall, if you throw in, you're going to be potter because it's not a rishus yach. And then the Gemara asked, Masik v'lo Rav Sheshes, Taima, the reason why it seems that you said that when you do the kaira approach, not the lechi, that you're going to be potter, is because as you stated in the case presentation, that deloy nishtatvabai, that because they didn't do the shetuvim avoyis yet, therefore we don't view it as the rishus hayachid for everyone to be able to carry over there. Had nishtatvabai, but it sounds like you're saying that even regarding the case of the kaira, that if they went ahead and they made shetuvim avoyis, everyone joined together, they put the food in one place, and now everyone could go ahead and carry over there, then it sounds like a filach sheir b'kari namichayev, that even if you only prepared this mavi on the fourth side with a crossbeam, not a lechi, that a person is going to be chayev for throwing from Rishus Rabbim into that mavi. Now that's difficult. There's this bread, which again is the communal bread that they joined together and put it by one person to consider it an area where you could carry as a mavi. Does that make it into Rishus HaYachar or Rishus HaRabim together with doing the Shetuvim Avoyis? But Vatan, you learn the Braisa, Chatzeri Shal Rabim, regarding a courtyard of the public, in other words, when there's many houses that open up into this one courtyard, then the halacha is that the people from the houses, they aser, they make it forbidden one on the other to carry from their house to the Chatzur, to the courtyard. Because you can't carry from the house to the courtyard without an Eruv. Because everyone's house is their own individual property. However, the chutz, or the courtyard, is everyone of every house has a right, they have a domain in that chutz. So therefore, it's as if, on some level, that you're carrying from one rishus to another rishus. because it's as if you're going from your private house to your friend's area, because he also has a right of way in the chatzah. So therefore, the Rabbanan made a gzeirah, although it really is not a rishus harabim. They said that a person should not carry from one rishus hayachad to another rishus hayachad, because you might come to carry from rishus hayachad to rishus harabim. So therefore, regarding a chatzah shel rabim, again, which is generally the classic chatzah, that if you didn't make an Erev, you can't go ahead and carry over there from your house. And unless you make an Erev. So regarding that case of Chatzei Yishar Rabim, this price is saying, and regarding a Mavi that's not flush, it's not open to Rishus Rabim on either side, rather it's closed on three sides, it's only open on one side to Rishus Rabim, then Bein Iru, Bein Loy Iru, the price says, whether they made an Erev of the Mavi or of the Chatzer, or whether they did not make an Erev, which from this point you see that it doesn't make a difference, like Loy Maile, Loy Merid, if you made an Erev, if you joined together or not, Hazerik L'Teich and Chai, whoever throws into that Mavi or into that Chatzer Sharabim, you're going to be liable. So therefore what you see over here is that it regarding the Halacha of Rishus HaYachad Deiraisa, the Eruv component will not make a difference. The joined together will not make a difference. So how can you say that regarding the Kaira, it sounds like from your case presentation was only because they didn't do a Shituv, but if they did, although the Kaira is not creating it a wall, but the Shituv would make it into a Rishus HaYachad, and you'll be chai for throwing it in. We see from this Baisi clearly that it's the walls that define it if it's a Rishus HaYachad. The fact if they joined together in an Erev, which is the word used for a Chatzah, or a Shituv, which is the word used for a Mavi, that won't make a difference whatsoever. Bein Irvu, Bein Shalei Irvu, that's not going to be the deciding factor if you're Chayim for throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into that area. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eliyit Mahochid, if we say that statement of Rabbi Yehuda, it was said as follows. Am Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be read as follows. When he said that it's Mavi Shalei Nishtatfu Bai, he said Mavi She'enu Ro'u L'Shituv. Regarding a Mavi that's not fit to have Shituv done with it, that is, there's nothing you could do to join together to be able to carry in that Mavi, which basically means because it's mefulish, when it's open and flushed on both sides through Rishus HaRabim, it enters on one side of Rishus HaRabim and the other side of Rishus HaRabim, there you can never do just join it together because it won't help because it's not closed on three sides. Regarding such a case, Rabbi Yehuda says that if Hechshir Belechi, and if you prepared it, on one side, meaning it's on one of the two sides that's open, with a lechi, then Rabbi Yehuda said, Hazerik l'teich chayiv, whoever throws into it will be chayiv, because as we said, he holds that it's considered a mechitza, so it's closed on three sides. And therefore it's going to be a rishus yachad deiraisim. Because he holds that it's only you only need three walls to be considered a rishus yachad deiraisim. However, if you prepare it with a kaira on one of the two open sides, then whoever throws into that mavi will still be potter because that's not considered a wall at all, a kaira, and therefore it's still open on two sides. So therefore we can't see that as Rishus HaYachad because it needs to have three walls. As the Gemara says, Amasa, from that statement, who do you see that Kesavra Lechi Mishra Mechitza, that he considers the din of Lechi as halacha of Mechitza, as if it's a wall, and that's why he holds that Yuchayiv, you throw into it, because you only need three walls to be considered Rishus Yachad Eraisa. The Kur Mishra Hekar, however, the status of a Kur is not because it's a wall, this that it's there on the fourth side open, a crossbeam on top, that's just this hecker, a sign for people to realize that this is where the Mavi ends, and then it begins Rishus HaRabim, that you shouldn't come to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. But that's why it won't help if it's open on two sides and you put the Kaira on one side to create it into Rishus HaYachad, and that's where you're going to be put if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into there. As the Gemara says, V'chinam Rabbi, Rabbi says the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda, the Lechi Mishum Mechitza, the Lechi, its halachic status is that one of a wall. V'kari Mishum Heker, however, the crossbeam is not working in the properties of a wall, rather because as that of a sign. However, the Gemara brings Rava Amar, Rava argues, says, no, Echadzeh ve'Echadzeh Mishum Heker. Both the Lechi and the Kara are not working as halachic walls, rather those of a Heker, rather it's just a sign, both the side post and the crossbeam. To which Gemara asks, Itzvei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava, he asked on Rava, how could you say this? We learned in the Braisa, Hazarik l'Mavi, if someone throws into a Mavi from Rishus HaRabim, then if yesh loy lechi, if that Mavi has a side post, then he's chayv. Ein loy lechi potter, but if he doesn't have a side post, then he's going to be exempt. So obviously the reason is, what's the difference between a lechi and a kara? Is because a lechi is a mechitz, it's a wall. And therefore you're going to be chayv for throwing inside of it, but kara not. But if you're saying that both lechi and kara are just signs, what would be the difference if it has a lechi or a kara to be chayv a potter? And that Rava answers Hachikama. The way you have to read that Bryce is as follows. That if einu tzarech el lechi, that if it's a Mavi that only needs a lechi, that is because it's not mefulish, it's not open on both sides, Rishus HaRabim, it's only open on one side. Such a Mavi only needs a lechi, then hazerik l'toich chayiv, then whoever throws into that mavi will be chayiv even if it does not have a lechi. Because sholosh mechitzes are min ha-deraisa, min ha-tayra, it's considered a shusha yachad, already with three walls. However, to carry inside, the rabban required to have a lechi. However, it doesn't mean that if it has a lechi, it means if it's a type of mavi that all it needs is a lechi, then if you throw into it, then you're going to be chayiv. However, the Braisa said that if it needs lechi v'davar achar, if it needs a lechi and something else, which was what it said, that if it needs a lechi and a kaira, which is what it said, which is basically the equivalent of like a tzuras ha-pesach, which that is the halacha which is required when it's a mefulish, when the mavi is open on both sides, then we say it needs a lechi and a kaira. Which it says that, but then if it says it has a kaira, meant to say that if it needs a lechi and a kaira, which again, basically saying that it needs to have a tzuras ha-pesach, which is two lechis and a kaira on top of that, that is what the Braisa said, the hazerik l'teichei pata. Whoever throws in such a type of mavi is going to be exempt, because even if you made a lechi, it doesn't make a difference, because a lechi is not a mechitza, again, as Rav is saying, and it's only a heker, as Rav has said, and therefore you're going to be pata, because since it's open on two sides, to the Rishus HaRabim, that is not going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid to be chayv for throwing from Rishus Rab into it. The Gemara continues asking on Rava, however, Esvei, what we learned, Yeser al Kain Om Rabbi Huda. Even more than this, Rabbi Huda says, which early in that, it said that Rabbi Huda was saying that if someone builds a roof on top of two houses, and this is in Perikol Gagas later on the Tzadihei Med Aleph, that although it's only closed on two sides with the two houses, but if there's a roof going from one to the other, then we view what's called P'tikra Yerid B'Seisim. We view that the side of that roof as if it's coming down, and as if there's area between the two houses are enclosed on four sides. Because that roof, like for example an overpass, we view that as if it's coming down. So Rabbi Yudah said that will be considered Rishus Yachad. But then Rabbi Yudah said even more than that. Even if someone doesn't even have the overpass, doesn't have this roof going from both houses, and it's enough, even without that, that Mishri Yishli Shnei Batim, B'Shnei Tzidi Rishus Ram. If someone has two houses on two sides of Rishus Ram, again, without the case of the tikkur without the roof, still, if Oysu Lechi Mikan, Melechi Mikan, that although here it's not going to be enough with just without nothing, but it still will only require just a little bit amount of a tikkun. That if you're going to make a Lechi on one side and a Lechi on the other side, or a Kuri Mikan, Mekur Mikan, or a Kaira on either side, then Neisim and Neisim Amtsa, then you could carry inside of it. We view that as a Rishus HaYachid. So Amar Lo, on that, Rabban told Rabbi Huda, Eima Arvim Rishus HaRab Mekech. Although it seems like that's a good Eirv, but the Rabban said, you can't make a Rishus HaRab, you can't make an Eirv in the Rishus HaRab. You can't go ahead and make a private domain in the middle of Rishus HaRab. However, what you see from there is that a Lechi has a status of Mechitza of a wall, because we find that here you have two houses, which that's not a Rishus HaRabim. You have to have at least three or four, and yet he says that if you make a lechi over here and a lechi over here, that we're considering as if it's closed. So you see a lechi will be mechitza, and even the Rabbanan don't argue on that idea that a lechi will have the halacha of a mechitza. It's just because they say that in Rishus HaRabim, that you can't do. But regarding a mavi mefulish, a mavi that's open on two sides, even they would agree by putting a lechi that would create it into an area of Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, how could Rabbah say that a lechi is not a mechitza, that it's just a heker? And that the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot from there, because Hasam Ksav Rabbi Huda Shtei Mechitzes Daraisa. To the contrary, Rabbi Huda actually holds that two walls are considered Mechitzes Daraisa, that it has a din of Rishus HaYachid, even with just two walls, and just with the two walls of the houses on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, without the lechis. And this, that Rabbi Huda is required to have the two lechis, that was just for a heker ba'amu, that was just a sign to recognize, as we normally need by a regular mavi, which is closed on three sides, that we also say you need to have a lechi, although possibly you could say that it's a mechitza d'iraisa, Rishus HaYachid Ma'atar is only with three walls, but the Rabban required another added measurement of a lechi, so therefore it's not a raya from there, that possibly the lechi is not a mechitza. And therefore from Rabbi Huda is because the two walls of the houses themselves were enough to create that area between them as a Rishus HaYachid, and the lechi was just there as a heker. Now the Gemara elaborates on the actual definition of a mavi and a chatzar and how they differ and what they both require to be mesakin them to say that they're kosher to be able to carry inside of them. Amar Rabbi Huda Marav, mavi she'orka k'rachbay. Regarding a mavi, that the length is the same measurement as the width. There ain't a nitr b'lechi mashu. That although we said in our Mishnah that all it needs is a lechi that's a mashu, just a minute amount. However, if the length is the same size as the width, then it's not enough with a lechi of mashu. Rather, you're going to have a board of four tefachim like it is by a chatzar. Similarly, Omer Rechia Barashi Merav, he also says that mavi she'orka k'rachbay, regarding a mavi, that the length is the same size as the width, Then it's not enough with just a cross beam, the width of a tefach, like it is by other mavis. In other words, they're both saying the same thing, just in different ways. They're not arguing. Basically, they're saying that a mavi, if it's the width, the same size as the length, that will not have the leniencies of a mavi, rather will have the stringencies of a chatzar. So Amar Bezerah. Bezerah said, Kama mechavnin shmaita desavni. How exacting and right are the statements of these elders. In other words, he's coming to support them. Because kibin the arka karach, but since here in this mavi, the length is the same dimensions as the width, havale chatzar. So ultimately, that's not really called a mavi anymore, because a mavi has to be the length greater than the width. Here it's halachically like a courtyard. For chatzar and in the terrace, but lechi v'kaira, and a courtyard is not permitted with just a lechi and a kaira, ele b'pas haba, only with a board of four tefachim. And that's why they said that if this mavi, which although in its social sense, it's used as a mavi, but in halachic sense, it will have a lach of a chatzar, and therefore it's going to require a pasabo. It won't be enough with a kaira of a tefach and of a lechi of a mashal. However, Amr Bezeri says, ikashli hakashli. But if I would have a difficulty with what they said, this would bother me. Because lahava hai lechi kapas mashu. Let that lechi of a mashu, so don't call it a lechi, because it's not a mavi, because again, the length is not longer than the width. But so you're calling it a chatzar because it's a square. But however, a chatzar is permitted with one pass. So now, don't call it a lechi, call it a pass, and it should be enough with that pass of mashu, v'nishri, and let it be permitted. Which the Gemara right away says, ishtemitze hod da'om Reb Asi, Reb Yechnan, that the reason why Reb Zeri asked this question, because he was missing this halacha that Reb Asi said in the name of Reb Yechnan, that pasi chatzar tzuichin shehei ben abba, that if it's going to be just one pass, regarding a courtyard, then it's not enough with a mashu. That's a stringency of a chatzar that has to have a pass of a ba, a four tefachim, and that's why, again, it won't be enough with a lechi mashu, because although you'll change the term from lechi to pass, that won't be enough because it can't be a mashu, it has to be a pass of a ba tefachim. So on this topic, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman, Nektinon, we have a tradition that Izehu mavui shenita b'lechi b'kar. As we were explaining just before, what is halachically defined as a mavui, which is permitted with a lechi and a kaira, or either or a lechi or a kaira, that it has to have these two properties. One, as we mentioned before, called sha'arka yesal rachbay, if the length is longer than the width, and also abata mechatzerim pesuchim ataychi, it has to have houses which are open to courtyards, and those courtyards are open to the mavui. And that is that you have to have two courtyards open into that one mavi, and one house at least open into each courtyard, because that is how they used to have their dwellings, was that in front of every house was a courtyard, and then that courtyard was opening up to the mavi. That's the properties that the mavi has to have to be considered halachically a mavi, to have its leniencies of either requiring only a lechi or kaira, and not to require the stringencies of a chatzar. Similarly, the Gemara asks, "Beizi chatzar? What's halachically defined as a courtyard that she'ain in the teres b'lechi b'kara, that does not have the leniency of a side post or a crossbeam, and rather ele b'pas haba needs a board of four tefachim? Is kol shemirbas, whichever is squared?" To which the Gemara right away asks, "Mirbas in agul loy means only square and not a circle. What does that mean? Because it's circle, then it's going to be permitted with just a lechi of a mashu. It won't need the pas haba." The Gemara says, "No, hachikam. This is what we said." But if the length is longer than the width, so havli mavi, that's a mavi. And as we said, a mavi belechi v'kara saga, and a mavi is enough with a lechi and a kaira. The eloi, but if it's not, in other words, if the length is not longer than the width, havli chatzar, then it's going to be considered halachically a chatzar, and it's going to need a pas. And this that we said that it's square wasn't coming to exclude if it's round. Rather, it's coming to exclude that it's not going to have the length longer than the width. And that's what we meant to say, that if it's square, which includes every shape, every geometric shape, it just means that it's not going to have the length longer than the width. And now the Gemara asks, v'kama. Now, how much longer does the length have to be that, although at one point it was a chatzar, that it was square, now that if it's going to be, the length is going to be lengthened, that it's going to be permitted with just a lechi of mashu, that it won't have a pas of arba. So Savar Shmuel, Shmuel thought to say, Ad ikka pishnayim berachav, until it has double of the length than the width. And that is because since up until now it was a chatzar, it won't lose that stringency of a chatzar until you have double. Twitch. Amalei Rav. Rav said to him, "Hachi Amar Chavivi." This is what my uncle said. That's Reb Chia, who was his father and his mother's brother from different ways of Rav. Afilo Mashu. Even if the mavoi is just the length is just a little bit longer than the width, that already will give it the qualification of a mavoi, and then it's going to be permitted even with a lechi or a kara, and it won't have to have a pas of arba.